Don't worry about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. Thanks for joining us today. This is the Hour of Intercession. I'm Pastor Joseph Parker. We invite you to look with us to begin with in the Word of God in the Gospel of Matthew, Matthew chapter 4, beginning at verse 1. Then Jesus was led by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted there by the devil. For 40 days and 40 nights he fasted and became very hungry. During that time, the devil came and said to him, "If you are the Son of God, tell these stones to become loaves of bread." But Jesus told him, "No, the scriptures say, people do not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God." Then the devil took him to the holy city, Jerusalem, to the highest point of the temple and said, "If you are the Son of God, jump off, for the scriptures say, he will order his angels to protect you, and they will hold you up with their hands so you won't even hurt your foot on a stone." Jesus responded, "The scriptures also say, you must not test the Lord your God." Next, the devil took him to the peak of a very high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their glory. "I will give it all to you," he said, "if you will kneel down and worship me." "Get out of here, Satan," Jesus told him, "for the scriptures say, you must worship the Lord your God and serve him only." Then the devil went away and angels came and took care of Jesus. Verses 1 through 11, Matthew chapter 4. Then looking in Ephesians chapter 6, picking up at verse 10. A final word, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on all of God's armor so that you will be able to stand firm against all strategies of the devil. For we are not fighting against flesh and blood enemies, but against evil rulers and authorities of the unseen world, against mighty powers in this dark world, and against evil spirits in the heavenly places. Therefore, put on every piece of God's armor so you will be able to resist the enemy in the time of evil. Then after the battle, you will still be standing firm. Stand your ground, putting on the belt of truth and the body armor of God's righteousness. For shoes, put on the peace that comes from the good news so that you'll be fully prepared. In addition to all of these, hold up the shield of faith to stop the fiery arrows of the devil. Put on salvation as your helmet and take the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Pray in the Spirit at all times and on every occasion. Stay alert and be persistent in your prayers for all believers everywhere. And pray for me too. Ask God to give me the right words so I can boldly explain God's mysterious plan that the good news is for Jews and Gentiles alike. I'm in chains now, still preaching this message as God's ambassador, so pray that I will keep on speaking boldly for him as I should. Verses 10 through 20, Ephesians chapter 6. Lord, thank you, Father, for loving us with an everlasting love. Lord, thank you for the fact that you loved us enough to give us a wonderful gift that we call your word. And so we have the privilege of spending as much time as you as we will. What a privilege, what an honor, but also what a blessing it is to know that we have the most powerful weapon in the world and we get to spend as much time being equipped by it as we will. Lord, help us to be wise enough to make it the priority you would have us to make it, spending time in your word daily. Help us to be diligent as individual believers. Help us to be diligent to teach and train our children to get into your word and to help them to be into it every day. And help us to be wise enough to be disciples who are listening to your Holy Spirit and are vessels available to be used by your Spirit, basically to do exploits everywhere we go, just because that's not hard for the Holy Spirit. And we're your vessels. Thank you for the opportunity. Fill us afresh with your Spirit. Set us on fire fresh of your Holy Spirit today. And help us, Lord, to be your vessels through which we can work and that just help us to set fires of your Holy Spirit everywhere we go today. We thank you and we praise you. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession. Our producer is Isaac Jackson. He's going to lead us in a word of prayer at this time.
Heavenly Father, thank you so much for these moments. And Father, I ask that you would hear our cry this morning. Father, I ask that you would tend to our desire for you and that you'd grow our zeal for your ways and your presence. Father, we need more of you. So I ask that you would help us to walk more in your ways, to walk more alongside you. Father, I ask that you'd give us your strength so that we can overcome this world through Jesus. And Father, thank you so much for Jesus and how he has led the way. Thank you for all that he's overcome and all that he provides. In your holy name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Isaac. And thank you again for being a part of our listening family. We're certainly encouraging you. Please continue to pray much for our nation and for our culture. Pray for the church. And pray for us as we are coming up on this very, very important election in just a few days. Our encouragement is that you pray, amongst other things, pray the Ten Commandments over the church and over the nation every single day, obviously coming up to the election and beyond. You know, one of the Ten Commandments tells us, you shall not murder. And, you know, the reality is that's without exception. And so, amongst other things, one of the issues that will be dealt with in the ballot box in just a few days will be the life issue. There are 10 states that have ballot initiatives on the abortion issue, and our encouragement is that you'll vote no on every one of them. Now, in particular, let me just mention, in the state of Nebraska, there's a pro-abortion and a pro-life amendment. We're encouraging you to vote no for the against the pro-abortion initiative, of course. But yes, we'd encourage you for the pro-life amendment. So please do diligence in learning more about these. But again, basically be mindful of this. You're wise to vote no on all those state ballot initiatives that are trying to enshrine abortion into the state constitutions of all these states. The people of God, we support life, and that's an important thing to remember. And we're very grateful to have with us as our phone guest once again, Pastor Jane Hammond. She's a pastor, a servant of God, a preacher, teacher, and she's an author. And those are just a few of her hats. But Pastor Jane, good to have you with us once again.
Always great to be with you, Pastor Joseph.
Honored to have you again. And we had you before, and you were sharing about the book Confronting the Thief. But we wanted to have you back because we just sort of kind of touched on a little bit of it, didn't get very far into the message. But before we do that, I'm going to ask if you'll take time to further introduce yourself for our listeners know, so that they'll know a little bit more about you and the work the Lord has called you to.
Absolutely. Well, my husband and I have been married 43 years and have been pretty much in full-time ministry that entire time. We pastor a church in the panhandle of Florida in Santa Rosa Beach. For almost the last 40 years, we travel just about every week, either in the nation or internationally, and we bring the voice of the Lord. We try to hear the voice of God. Jesus said, "My sheep hear my voice." And so our heart and our passion is to wake the body of Christ up to the understanding that God is speaking and that we need to hear what he's saying to us during this season of time. One of the things that would happen when the Holy Spirit was poured out on the early churches, they said that here's what's going to happen. Your sons and your daughters are going to prophesy. And that word prophesy literally just means you're going to hear what God's saying and you're going to say what God's saying. And then it goes on to say young men will see visions, old men will dream dreams. And so we're very, very passionate about helping the church to realize that we can hear the voice of God and that we are expected to be his voice in the midst of the earth. And so we really do carry the message of the prophetic, and we carry it into the body of Christ, not to say, oh, only look at a prophet here or a prophet there, but that every single member of the body of Christ needs to hear the voice of God and be able to speak it. This will aid us in evangelism. This will aid us in touching the world. This will help us to connect people to the very heart of God. So we're very passionate about that, Pastor Joseph, and we believe that God's hand is moving on his church today, and we believe that God is not done with America and that God's looking for a praying people that are going to see America turn back to God.
Amen. Amen. Well, I'm going to ask at this point, Pastor Jane, would you take a moment to pray for our listeners to be wide open to what the Holy Spirit may say to them? Probably many listeners will hear many different things that the Spirit of God is speaking to them in their specific situations. But the fact is, again, we want them to receive all the Lord wants them to receive through the broadcast today.
Father, we're so grateful that we have the indwelling of your Holy Spirit. That means that we have part of you inside of us, Lord. And for that, Lord, we thank you, God, that the Holy Spirit is touching each listener today, Father, to open up our ears, open up our eyes, Lord, to assure that our hearts are open so that we can hear and receive everything that you want to impart to us today. Lord, you said that you would give us eyes to see and ears to hear, and Lord, that's our heart's cry, is that we would be open, Lord, to every whisper of your Holy Spirit, Lord, whether it's something that I'm saying by your Spirit or whether it's something the Holy Spirit is just stirring up within the hearts and the lives of believers. We do pray, Father, that your voice would go forth and that you would give us assignments, Lord, that would help us to advance your kingdom in our own personal lives, Lord, bringing breakthrough everywhere we go, in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much. And now, before we dive into the book again, I'm going to ask a couple prayer requests, if you'll lift up in prayer for us. My wife, Bertie, and I have the privilege of being on the board of the Pregnancy Care and Hope Center Ministry. We're a mobile medical pregnancy ministry that serves in the Mississippi Delta. Would you pray for the ministry? We're in the process of expanding further west into the Delta to serve the areas the Lord is calling us to serve. Would you pray for that ministry? And also, we have a fundraising event that's going to happen on November 20th. It's actually our play. The play is entitled Rev Riding in the Hood. It's a comedy drama. But at the same time, it's a serious ministry event. It covers the Ten Commandments, and it has a very clear and strong message about the life issue. So prayer for the Lord to anoint the production on the day it will be performed, and for the Spirit of God to really touch the heart of every single person that attends.
Amen. Well, first of all, Father, we're so grateful, Lord, for this ministry that has dedicated itself to stand up for life. Lord, you know, Father God, you know us from when we are in our mother's womb. Lord, the Word of God tells us that we are fearfully and wonderfully made, that we've been knit together by your hands in our mother's womb. And so, Father, I think one of the greatest travesties today, Lord, is women that are in positions, God, where they feel so hopeless and desperate, God, that they feel they have no other choice but to abort their unborn child. Lord, thank you for this ministry that gives them hope. Thank you for this ministry that shows them a way forward. And as they are expanding into whole new regions and whole new territories, Father, I thank you, God, that you're going to break open the hearts of individuals, God, that you're going to break open the hearts of businesses and churches that will come alongside, that will support them in these endeavors, Father, so that so many precious lives can be saved from even in the womb, Lord, to be saved and delivered into this life, Lord, in power and in great strength and in mercy. And Lord, we thank you, Father, for this production that is going to be happening in November, Lord, that is going to touch the hearts and lives of so many. We just pray, Father, that you would bring a gathering anointing, God, that there would be a gathering of the people, a gathering of the crowds, Lord, that need to come and hear this very important message. And Lord, that the humor that's in this drama would only serve to open the people's hearts up so that they could receive the truth of the message, Lord. And the truth of your word always changes us. Father, we pray right now, God, for funding for both this expansion as well as this production, Lord, that as they're conducting a fundraiser, Father, you're going to bring them into a season of great favor and great grace, Lord, that you're going to extend and expand the outreach of this ministry, Father, so that many lives can be touched and changed, not just the baby's lives being saved, but the mother's lives being transformed by the love of God. And we thank you for that, Lord, in Jesus' name.
Praise God. Our phone guest today is Pastor Jane Hammond, the author of Confronting the Thief. We'll be right back.
Mountains to fall upon their knees. You You're the one who welcomes sinners, and you open blinded eyes. You restored the brokenhearted, and you brought the dead to life. Forgetting all our sins, you remember all your promises. You are amazing, more than amazing, forever our God.
The music of Lincoln Brewster with More Than Amazing. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on American Family Radio. Again, we're grateful to have as our phone guest today Pastor Jane Hammond, the author of Confronting the Thief. And just sharing real briefly before she begins to share about the book, on the back of the book, part of the message says, we've all felt the gut-wrenching helplessness of loss when the enemy has stolen something from us. Finances, health, peace, a promise or opportunity, even family and friends. Yet even the most hopeless of situations can go from victim to victor. And it mentions specifically about learning to take authority over the thief, experiencing full restoration, live in supernatural provision, prosperity and power, possessing your prophetic promises, and receiving a double portion for all you lost. So, Pastor Jane, if you'll just dive right in whatever direction you want to start in sharing. Pastor Jane, are you there?
Yes, so sorry. Yes, Pastor Joseph, we are living in such important times in the earth right now. I believe it's a critical hour that the church is living in. And I believe that it is so important that we recognize the things that the enemy is trying to do to rob the destiny of people, to rob the destiny of churches, of businesses, and even the destiny of nations. And so really this book was written because I started recognizing, one, that the enemy was almost on a rampage, you know, stealing, robbing, killing, destroying, which is what John 10:10 says. The thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But Jesus said, I have come that you might have life and have life more abundantly. And I started recognizing that there just really seemed to be an acceleration or an increase in the works of the enemy over people's lives. And then the second thing that I really started noticing is that people didn't really realize that it was the enemy's hand coming against them. And so they felt completely helpless, hopeless, and powerless to actually fight back and to start taking back what the enemy had stolen from them. So really this book is built around John 10:10. And when it says that Jesus has desired that he to give us abundant life, that phrase abundant life in the Greek literally means superabundant in quantity, superior in quality, exceedingly above and beyond, and literally it means more. And so I believe that God is saying to the church, we need to recognize that if the thief has come to steal from us, God's desire is to turn things around, to boomerang the enemy's plans back on his own head, and to begin to give us back double for our trouble in the days that we are in. Exodus chapter 22, verse 7 says, if you catch a thief, he's got to restore double. And I believe that we are in the season of double portion restoration that God wants to bring the church into. Pastor Joseph, last time I was on the show with you, I shared a vision that the Lord had given to me during a Sunday morning prayer time when I saw this vision, this image of a boxing ring. And inside the boxing ring, there were two demonic spirits, the devourer and the destroyer. And they were not fighting each other. They were dancing around in the ring, looking at the crowd, mocking the crowd, saying, who's going to come and fight us? Kind of like Goliath did to Israel in the days of David. And nobody was moving. Nobody was getting up and getting in the ring and making these two demonic spirits be quiet. And when I looked at the crowd, I recognized a lot of the people in the crowd. I recognized pastors and leaders, intercessors, spiritual warriors, people that I know would never have passed up a chance to contend with the enemy, but they were all just sitting there almost mesmerized or stupefied by what was happening. And I wondered what was going on. So when I looked back at the rink, I saw that these two demonic spirits, as they were dancing around, had like a robe across the their back of their shoulders. And you know how sometimes a boxer will come out, boxing is not my thing, I just want to say, but you know how a boxer comes into a ring and they're dancing around and they've got this robe on their shoulders. And oftentimes it says the name of the boxer. But in this case, it didn't say devourer or destroyer. Instead, in this case, it said, this is just life. This is just life. And so here, the enemy was coming to devour, coming to steal, coming to rob from the people of God. And every time he did, it was like the people would just say, oh, this is just life. You know, this is just what happens in a hard economy. You know, you struggle financially. This is just what happens when you get older. Your physical body starts breaking down. This is just what happens when we send our kids off to school. You know, they go off into rebellion and they start, you know, fooling around with drugs and all these different things. This is just life. And I heard the Spirit of the Lord say, tell the people, no, this is not just life. There is a thief, there is a devourer, and he is taking advantage of the people of God. This is not just life. I need my people to wake up. I need my people to rise up and start taking back everything the enemy has stolen.
You know, would it be in part accurate to say, Pastor Jane, that a part of the message of the book is teaching believers to become more skillful in spiritual warfare and how to deal with the challenges and the storms of life? Would that be correct to say?
It absolutely is exactly what the book is about. You know, in the book, Pastor Joseph, I chapter by chapter track the activities of one of the enemy tribes of Israel in the Old Testament. They were called the Amalekites, and they're not one of the major seven tribes, but every time Israel had any dealings with the Amalekites were robbing from them. And I think it's really interesting that that the name Amalekite actually means blood liquor, which you know can't mean anything good, but it actually says in 1 Samuel chapter 14, verse 48, it says that when Saul became king, he gathered an army and he attacked the Amalekites and delivered Israel from the hands of those who plundered them. And so the Amalekite spirit is a plundering spirit. The word plunder means to rob or to spoil or to destroy. And the Amalekites were a tribe of raiders that fell on unsuspecting travelers and basically robbed from them. And so this is where I think, you know, chapter by chapter, I teach you from these different encounters how we are to stand up and begin to confront the enemy. The Amalekites were the ones that stood in the way and hindered Israel from possessing their promised land. The Amalekites were the ones that ended up killing Saul on the battlefield. They were the ones that plundered the land in the days of Gideon when they were robbing the threshing floor. It was the Midianites and the Amalekites. This was the tribe that robbed David's camp at Ziklag and took possession of his family and his possessions. And ultimately, we see the dealings with this tribe in the book of Esther, because the arch enemy of the Jews was Haman. And I just want to point out his name is Haman, not Haman. Haman is my name. Okay, Haman was identifies and says that he was an Agagite. Well, Agag was the king of the Amalekites. And Haman wrote a decree of death and destruction against God's people, said, I'm going to destroy you, I'm going to wipe you all out, and I'm going to take all your property. And so this is where I think that we have to understand the parallels for what the church is dealing with today. There is a Haman spirit. There's a Haman assignment that wants to wipe us out, that wants to shut us up, that wants to rob from us, that wants to demoralize us. And in every one of these situations, God got the victory. So we learn spiritual warfare. We understand how to discern the tactics of the enemy, and we learn how to fight back. Ultimately, when Esther was empowered to write a different decree over her people, she and Mordecai wrote a decree that authorized the people of God to fight back against their enemy. And I believe that is the day that we're living in. We don't have to just take whatever culture is dishing out. We don't have to just take whatever this world society is telling us. We have a spiritual right to fight back and to take back the things the enemy stole.
Well, again, specifically the book, Confronting the Thief, if someone wants to get a copy, can you tell me how they can tell us how you can get a copy?
Absolutely. You can order it straight from me if you want, Jane Hammond, H-A-M-O-N, janehammond.com. Or you can go to wherever books are sold, Amazon or wherever books are sold, Christian bookstores. It's in all the Christian bookstores. And really encourage people to get a hold of it. It's filled with prophetic words. It's filled with declarations that you can speak out loud. It's filled with scriptures that you can contend with and actual insights from the Spirit of God. I deal with taking back our health, taking back our families, taking back our peace, and of course, taking back our finances.
Mm. You know, Pastor Jane, something I would just mention that I think this to be true across the board, that on this broadcast, often we invite people to email us to get copies of prayer tools that we share. And one of the things I've found down through the years pastoring is that everybody needs help in their prayer life. But help and encouragement and tools are greatly helpful along that line. And so I think of something like your book, which has decrees and declarations, which are very helpful tools as well. Believers are wise to get books like this because they really can help you to take hold of a truth and put it to work powerfully in your own life. So I want to encourage every single listener, prayerfully see by try to get a copy of the book. Again, Pastor Jane Hammond's book is Confronting the Thief, because again, once you get it, don't get it and toss it on the shelf. Read the book and then find the declarations and speak them over your life. It's important for us as believers to know that we need to be speaking the promises of God over our lives every single day. That's an extremely important part of spiritual warfare. Many believers in their lives have never been taught. That's a part of how you battle darkness. Yes, it is. So, but again, so the decrees in the book are very helpful tools. Would you elaborate on why that's so important for believers to do in their lives?
Well, I think it's important for everybody to understand the difference between praying, which is powerful, and we need to be doing that, but praying and decreeing. Revelation chapter 5 tells us that we are kings and priests unto God. Kings and priests. Melchizedek was described as both a king and a priest. He's a picture, I believe, of what the body of Christ is supposed to be. And if you think about the roles of a king and a priest brings supplications or the needs of the people before the Lord. That's what we do in our prayer life. And that's what we're commanded to do. That's what God wants us to do. He wants us to come and bring us the needs of the people, the needs of our family, our own personal needs, coming into that place of communion and connection with the Lord. That's what a priest does. So if you kind of have the picture that it's from the earth being lifted up into heaven. But a king is different. A king doesn't make supplication. A king makes decrees. So if you picture God sitting on his throne and he's decreeing things out over the earth, he's decreeing things over your life, he is decreeing things that he has settled in heaven. You know, it says, forever, O Lord, your word is settled in heaven. That's in Psalms. Forever, O Lord, your word is settled in heaven. Sometimes that intercession is just the act of pulling what has been settled in heaven down to settle it in the earth. Let me say that again. Sometimes intercession is just hearing that what God has decreed and that is already settled in heaven and praying, thy kingdom come, thy will be done here on earth as it is in heaven. So when we make decrees, Job 22:28 says, you shall decree a thing and it shall be established for you. So light will shine on your way. So we are to then decree the things that we hear God saying with an authority and with a command voice. That's not supplication. We're not talking to God. We're talking to principalities and powers. We're speaking to the earth. We're speaking to the spirit realm and beginning to see the things that God has decreed begin to line up in our life. So we are to be both priests and kings. We are to both pray and to decree.
Of course, you said a whole lot there in just those few moments. You know, I think of this. It's very important for us as believers to understand that there's so much. Every one of us can be and needs to be learning more about the dynamics of spiritual warfare and the things we can and should do with the Word of God and from the truths of God's Word as well. And so it's important for us to be very diligent in seeking to grow in our knowledge of God and how to function in walking with God as well. Again, you can't be a passive disciple of Christ. We all need to be passionate and aggressive in both learning truths, but then you learn it to put it to work as well. So we'll pick up right there. Our phone guest today is Pastor Jane Hammond, the author of Confronting the Thief. We'll be right back. From Mosaic with the song simply entitled Tremble. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on American Family Radio. Our phone guest today is Pastor Jane Hammond. She's the author of Confronting the Thief, amongst other books. Pastor Jane, as we dive into the last segment, would you pray for believers to really grasp the basic truths that you're sharing about growing in the understanding of spiritual warfare?
You said in your word that we will know the truth, and the truth will set us free, will make us free. Not just set us free, it will make us free people so that we can understand fully what you are saying. And Lord, I know that as I share some of these concepts, Lord, that are so rooted and grounded in your word, Lord, I also recognize that there may be people listening today, God, that do not come from the same kind of church background that I come from or the same understanding of what Scripture says. And I just pray, Father, that each and every one of us would always be open to growing in what the Word of God has to say and to the illumination of your Holy Spirit on the truths that are found in the Word of God so that we can begin to take those truths and begin to employ them in our lives so that we can see transformation come in our lives and in our families. Father, that, Lord, that this may not be the way that people have been taught to pray, but God, I know that in my life, Lord, that you've stretched me, you've expanded me, you've taught me so many different ways to be effective. You've taught me so many different spiritual tools that you have given to me in my spiritual arsenal, Lord, that give me a capacity to fight back against the works of darkness and to begin to extend and expand the kingdom of God. Lord, I speak blessing on every listener, Lord, to grow in the grace of of Jesus Christ and to grow in the knowledge of his word in Jesus' name.
And Pastor Jane, one more time, if someone wants to get the book, Confronting the Thief, tell them again how to do that. And also, is it in audiobook form as well?
It is in audiobook form. It sure, certainly is. They can contact me at janehammond.com for the physical copy of the book. My last name is spelled H-A-M-O-N. And or they can go to Amazon, anywhere that books are sold. If you're looking for the Kindle version, you can get it there. And I also just want to mention that I have a YouTube channel that is at YouTube at Jane Hammond TV. If people want more content like this, they can visit me there. And always trying to listen to what the Lord is saying so that we can hear and we know how to pray.
All right. And am I correct? Your podcast is entitled Prophetic Pulse. Is that right?
There's a Prophetic Pulse that comes out of ChristianInternational.com. So if you're on Facebook or on YouTube, you can go to Christian International and you'll get Prophetic Pulse. Or you can just visit my YouTube channel, which is completely different content. So if you want to follow me every place I am, that I'd love to have you.
Okay. All righty. Isaac, you had a question or a statement you wanted to share.
Yeah, I just wanted to spend a little bit of time to affirm the distinction between declaration and prayer. It is a massive difference, and I noticed this difference in the scriptures, and I don't really hear it talked about enough. We definitely do want to approach the Father with prayer and supplication, and there is a part in scripture that says, whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, whatever you release on earth will be released in heaven. So there is a form of authority and declaration in walking in Jesus' footsteps. Now, this can make some people really uncomfortable. However, I will also say that one of the biggest things the Israelites got in trouble for continually was doing what was right in their own eyes. So if we approach Scripture and see what Scripture says we should be doing and should be acting in and just walk in obedience to that, often we'll find revelation after we walk in obedience. Often we'll find more understanding, more about what Scripture is truly saying after we have said, okay, God, I trust you. Let me follow with what you say.
Mm. Thanks for sharing that, Isaac. Praise God. Appreciate that.
Excellent.
Amen.
Excellent.
And Pastor Jane, what further, now we don't have a lot of time left. We have a few more minutes though, but what further would you want to share to encourage believers to know about the message and the mission behind your book?
Well, you know, I think it's interesting when about a year ago I was in a farmer's market with my elderly mom, and I had her on my one arm, and I had a crossbody purse on, and I had my second hand on top of my crossbody purse, and it was very crowded, and we kind of moved across. You know, I said, "Oh, let's go look at this," and as we were moving across, I took my hand off my purse. And suddenly felt somebody brush up close to me, and my purse began to be unzipped. And I caught it, you know, I grabbed it, and I turned and I looked at the person that was walking next to me, and she acted like, there's nothing going on here. But somebody came up behind her and whopped her on the head and said, "I saw what you did," and she took off running. And so the Lord said, you know, the enemy has been trying to pick the pockets of the people of God for forever. And what he wants to do is he wants to open up our eyes to the tactics of the enemy and the way that the enemy is trying to steal from us. As I prayed about this, I heard the Lord say, "The thieves didn't succeed with you, nor will they succeed with my discerning church." I'm opening up your eyes to his tactics so that you can identify his schemes. Like the man that pursued the thieves, I'm issuing a call to arms for my people to discern the spirit of robbery, and like David at Ziklag, to pursue, overtake, and recover all that's been stolen. It's time for my people to rise up and fight for their families and fight for their land. And so, you know, I think it's so important for us to have our eyes opened. I know that this show is broadcasting on what the world calls the day of Halloween. It's a glorification of evil. Some people say, "Oh, this is just a fun little holiday, you know, that that, you know, kids participate in and everything, and it's harmless. But listen, I've heard the testimonies of people that have got saved out of witchcraft, people that have gotten saved out of Satanism. And they said, you know what, if parents only understood what goes on Halloween, they would never let their children participate in that. Why? Because we've been so blinded. You know what's so interesting, Pastor Joseph, is that October the 31st in the annals of church history is known as Reformation Day. Mm-hmm. Reformation Day. It was the day that Martin Luther, give you a little church history, Martin Luther nailed the 95 theses or the 95 complaints against the Catholic Church to the door of the Wittenberg Church, and he began to declare that we're not saved by works, we're not saved by paying indulgences, we're not saved by all these other things that the church of that day was saying, that's how you got saved. He said, no, the just shall live by faith. And it caused a major schism in the church where they were the Catholics and then the Protestants, the protesters against the way that the church had become corrupted. And so it became known as Reformation Day. Listen, the devil stole our holiday. I want to take back our holiday. I want to take back Reformation Day and begin to drown out the message of evil and wickedness and celebration of darkness that happens on Halloween. So, Father, I pray all the eyes are open, Lord, that the enemy's not going to keep robbing from us, not keep robbing from our morality, not keep robbing from our family, not keep robbing from our own hearts, Lord, that you want to bring a divine recovery in our hearts in the name of Jesus. And Pastor Joseph, I know we don't have a lot of time left, but let me say this, is that at the beginning of this year, the Lord spoke to me and he said, tell the people of God, I want to give them victory over chaos. And I knew that chaos means trouble and trials and difficulty and craziness. Let me just say Halloween is craziness, but we're in a crazy, crazy election season. And I believe that the Lord said that he was going to give us victory over chaos, but that the second half of the year was going to be particularly chaotic. Now, how do we deal with chaos? Well, first of all, we've got to make sure we're rooted and grounded in the Word of God. And then we've got to understand that it's the voice of the Lord begins to shatter darkness. The voice of the Lord overcomes the enemy. And so right now, even since July the 1st, if you think about it, we've had a couple of assassination attempts on President Trump. President Joe Biden ended up stepping down from office. Kamala Harris ended up stepping into the campaign without any votes. I mean, that's very unprecedented. We've had a CrowdStrike shutdown that shut down computers all over the country. We had riots in Washington, D.C. when Netanyahu was coming. We've had an escalation in wars. We've had, I mean, all of this has been happening just since the second half of this year. And so I think that we are in for yet another little chaotic season, but I believe the Lord said that he's going to give us victory over chaos. And I heard the scripture, Romans 16:20, the God of peace will soon crush Satan underneath our feet. But how does that happen? That happens as we pray. That happens as we decree. That happens as we sit down and we write a decree over America. As we sit down and we write a decree over our families. And listen, the only way you could actually make a decree is not by reading it. You have to actually say it out loud. You've got to speak it out loud. You might meditate, you might pray quietly, but the only way you can make a decree is actually to speak it out loud. That's one of the things that I do for you in this book, is that I give you decree after decree and prayers that you can pray and decrees that you can make that I believe begin to open up the heavens and open up the earth and to pull what's settled in heaven down to the earth realm so that we can begin to see transformation.
Tell me the title of your book on declarations. What is that title?
Declarations for Breakthrough.
And so that, too, would be a great tool for listeners to get hold of and
great
really
tool.
Use as well, correct?
Great tool for intercessors. Yeah, absolutely. I've also got a book on discernment, which is called The Essential Guide for Hearing the Voice of God, which really kind of teaches us all how to hear God's voice and then how to take what we are discerning, discernment over about what's taking place in the spirit realm with demonic forces, with angelic forces, what's taking place in the times that we're in, how do we discern the times, what do we do if we discern things operating in people I'm sorry, but you can't just kill them all and tell God they died. Okay, you have to walk in wisdom, and you have to know how to handle things with integrity and with God's divine purpose. So I've got lots and lots of resources that I believe will help people to ramp their intercessory time up and their prayer life up to a whole new place in effectiveness.
All right. Thank you so much, Pastor Jane, and thanks for being with us again today. As we normally do before we end the broadcast, if you are listening today and you've never made the eternally important decision of asking Jesus Christ to come into your heart as Lord and Savior, today is a good day, a great day to be saved and commit your life to Christ. If you'd like to make that step, would you, from your heart, pray this prayer with me even now? Lord Jesus, thank you for loving me so much that you came into the world a long time ago. You lived. You died on the cross to pay for all my sins. 3 days later, you rose up from the dead so that I could be saved. Lord, I confess, I've sinned and done wrong in many, many ways. Lord, I repent and I turn from all the wrong I've done. Forgive me, Lord, for all the wrong things that I've done. Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Be my Lord and Savior. In your word, you told us, whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Lord, I'm calling on your name. Lord, save me. Fill me with your Spirit. Help me to follow you all my life. Help me to read your word daily. Help me to follow you in prayer daily. Help me to obey you daily. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, if you prayed that prayer and gave your life to Christ, we want to be in touch with you. We would like to share with you some literature and resource materials that will help you to begin to grow up and grow strong in your new walk with the Lord. Please get in touch. My email, joseph@afr.net. Again, that's joseph@afr.net. We definitely hope to hear from you again, joseph@afr.net. Pastor Jane, thanks again for being with us. Website, could you share your website one more time, please?
Absolutely. JaneHammon.com, H-A-M-O-N, last name.
All right. Thanks, Pastor Jane, and please keep up the great work the Lord has called you to.
Thanks
for listening.
So much.
Join us again next time for the Hour of Intercession.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast do not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.